This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Camera and John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Thursday morning. Well, it'd be better. It's great because we're at training camp, but it'd be better if the Phillies had won that game last night. It was, to a certain extent, entertaining. We got to at least acknowledge that. But it was a bummer of a loss. And Lizardo, there's got to be some concern on him. So, look, we'll get to the Phillies. Trade deadline, by the way, if you don't know now, in 1 week. Thursday of next week, 6 p.m. So we are 1 week away. We'll do a deep dive on the trade deadline today. We'll also do a lot on the Eagles. As we broadcast from training camp where the Birds practiced yesterday, we'll again today. Zach Bond will join our program at 7 o'clock. We look forward to talking to the Eagles star linebacker. We'll hear from Vic Fangio, his boss. Fangio at 9:40, a press conference later today. So a lot to do. All of it with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello there, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
China did not win its first Olympic medal until 1984.
Now, how do you explain that?
They were boycotting.
That makes sense.
Yeah. There was a rocky relationship with the International Olympic Committee, and they were, you know, in and out, in and out. They didn't want to participate.
So that 1984. Mao was not pro-Olympics.
Oh, I don't think so. It does not appear that
way. The Olympics may not have been pro-Mao.
Probably not, but that was L.A. 1984. That was such a big Olympiad for so many reasons. I didn't realize it at the time. No. Little Johnny Ritchie watching in Mechanicsburg, PA, on WGAL TV 8 on, you know, with the rabbit ears. Yeah. I really had to use the rabbit ears to get those to come in. Those Olympics meant a lot.
That's a wild fact. That was a great Olympics, by the way. Sure. All right, we got a great football team, obviously. We hope they repeat. We'll see if they can and will. Jordan Mulatto was something very interesting yesterday. We're not defending anything. He actually said we're not the defending champs. He doesn't want them to think in terms of defending. He wants them to obviously think in terms of go get it again.
As soon as he said that, Joe, I thought of you.
Well, I didn't say that. I said they're the defending champs. Well, I said they're not the champs.
But you're right. Where, you know, they're no longer champions. Right, but there's Joe's going to appreciate it.
Even I would say they're the defending champs.
Between what the players say and what the fans say. The players should say that. The fans don't have to. That's the difference.
Oh, that's great. All right, so we'll get to that as we move through. We'll do a lot on the trade deadline out of the gate, but let's just start with last night. Good Lord. First off, if you look at the box score, you see 37 different Phillies pitchers pitched, and there's a reason for that. You know, Jesus Lizardo didn't go too long. Now, it wasn't one of those two-inning starts, but, oh, man. So, how concerned are we
on
Lizardo?
It all fell apart so quick.
John, how concerned are you on Lizardo?
Not until the fifth inning on the bright side. The fifth inning, what happened was he just no longer could locate, and it wasn't by much.
But doesn't it feel like the season? Didn't that inning to you feel like, because for me it did, because he was so exceptional for about 2.5 months this year, mm-hmm. and then in the last month it's like, what are we doing here? And so, I mean, look, my antenna's up on him. I think he's probably a bullpen guy in the postseason, but who knows? I mean, that's still to be determined. Remember, you got to go through two more months of keeping guys healthy. That includes Wheeler, right? That includes, you know, getting Nola healthy. Because if Nola doesn't get healthy, Lunzardo starts in the postseason, I think. So I will just put out there, my antenna for Lizardo concern has ratcheted up. And by the way, that's a short-term, long-term thing. Short-term, I'm talking about October. Long-term, I'm talking about, like, is he the guy I'm hitching the wagon to for the next, you know, 4, 5, 6 years instead of Ranger or instead of, you know, whomever? Am I trading Painter? Am I trading Abel? Because, well, I got Lizardo in my back pocket. Well, do I? Like, what do I have in my back pocket? So I think there's a lot there that's, I'll say, a bit complicated. Let me be clear. This is not skies falling. Lizardo's had a nice season, but he obviously has been really rocky over about the last month, month and a half. And I think it's fair to say that, you know, we got to put that right on the table, right out of the gate. Your reaction to last night and him specifically at 215-592-9494. Ironically, the bullpen actually pitched pretty well last night. I think there were 5 or 6 relievers that gave up nothing until the last two guys gave up runs, obviously with a ghost runner starting on second base in extra innings. So bullpen actually did a decent job. Lizardo did not. 215-592-9494. All right, let's get to the trade deadline. So really it's a double banger of a question or questions. Question one is, if they only get one major move, and I'm going to be honest with you guys, I think they will only have at a maximum one major move, I think. I think there's a better chance that they have no major moves than two major moves. But if they only have one major move, and we know all season we've been, a lot of us ping-ponging back and forth. I mean, I've changed my mind 15 different times between should it be a reliever or should it be an outfielder. And even the Bryson Stott stuff has for some people, brought into the focus, should it be a second baseman, although he did hit a home run last night. But question one, if it's only an outfielder or relief pitcher, cards on the table today. Which should it be? And question two, how aggressive do you want them to be? Because, you know, people have wavered on that as well. I will tell you this. The longer this season has gone on, the more my focus has become very clear. And believe me, I promise you guys, there have been plenty of twists and turns this year where I've thought relief pitcher is the more important spot for them to attack. I no longer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do. And not because they actually did a decent job out of the bullpen last night. Because I think they're just more deficient as I project October in the outfield. I mean, I really do believe, and we've talked about it for a good portion of the year, and Middleton talked about it a couple days ago, I think they're going to throw starters into the bullpen. And I think the bullpen will look very different. Very, very different.
He's laid it out there for us. Just
I laid it out
day.
Before he laid it out.
He's
but I will say, John,
we're gonna
it's predicated on does Nola come back
young
healthy, which we don't know that Nola comes back healthy. We don't know that. I mean,
you're right. You know, but there's it's too not much. Just Nola. I mean, good. You got a ton to work with, and meanwhile,
so you think it's outfielder, John?
Absolutely, and you've got and I want to go big. You know, I don't know how expensive big gets.
Oh, it can be extremely expensive.
I hate the idea that expensive means that Painter could be bye-bye, you know, forever. Like this guy who we've
I don't want to trade him. I'm telling you right now. Like
if that means that we can get Byron Buxton, you know, a center fielder who I know I can depend upon, and he can generate, you know, he can generate offense and pop and done deal. I'll do it. I do think that window is now. So let's go big or go home. And a bat is what we need, a right-handed one preferably. So now's the time. And it will be shocking. And maybe the name. I hope that the name is shocking. I hope that the name is one that we haven't even mentioned and we never would have supposed would have been wrestled away from someone else's roster.
Well, yeah, I remember when they got Hunter Pence. I don't remember anyone saying right before that, hey, they might trade for Hunter Pence next week. So, you know, these things do surprise you sometimes. I will just tell you, the more this season, and we're 4 months into it now, basically, I just think it's an outfielder because it's an anti-Marsh, anti-Rojas, anti-Kepler thing. And I know we can make a similar argument in the bullpen, but I do think they're going to throw two to four starters into the bullpen come October. Now, I don't know for sure which ones it'll be. We don't know that it'll be Painter. I think Abel's probably most likely of the young guys. I think Lizardo is most likely of the established starter guys. I mean, dare I say, do I believe in Taiwan a little bit? Not really, but I think I believe in him more than I do Rojas, if that makes some sense. Seltzer, where do you land 4 months into this season? Which position is more important to attack?
Yeah, I totally feel the ping-ponging thing you were talking about earlier, right, where it does feel like I've had weeks where I'm one way or the other. But I have, like you, absolutely solidified. I feel incredibly confident. They have to get a bat. They absolutely have to get a bat. A reliever would be nice. I think they need a guy at the back end of the bullpen. I would be fine with them going all in at this deadline, truly all in, and trading, you know, basically everyone but Miller or Painter or one or the other, and like actually moving one of those guys for the right deal. Like, I'm willing to go in on this team. I think they have a real chance to win the World Series, and I think that it's so clear what they need. I mean, it's rare that you come into a deadline and say, this is exactly what this group needs. They need a right-handed bat. Like, they need it desperately. A bat, period, but ideally right-handed, but I'll take a bat.
Let me ask you this question,
and ideally
James.
A reliever as well.
Well, yeah, ideally
but,
all but of it,
bat
but it's
first,
not going
to happen. Bat first, primary, yeah. They have to get a bat.
So, James, if they get an outfield bat, which is more likely in your opinion? Right-handed hitting four-hole hitter, or it could be a righty or a lefty 6 or 7 hole hitter.
Well, no. So based on the guys on the market, yep, I think it's more likely it's like a two hitter type guy, you
ooh
know. And I think Schwarber drops down or something like that in that range. Like, because the guys who've been talked about mostly, if they're going to go for a big outfielder, and they might not, but the two biggest names that have made the most sense are Stephen Kwan and Jaron Duran, who've been thrown
right
out.
Right.
They're both left-handed bats. They're both really good hitters who would make this lineup better, but they are left-handed bats.
I bring up that four-hole hitter because I think you guys...
I think that's ideal.
It's just been such an issue in
October. Byron Buxton's the only one who like fits that, and he has like made it very clear. He has a no-trade clause. He's not leaving Minnesota. Like, he has put it... Like, who knows where you can sweeten pots, whatever. He has made it clear he does not want to be traded. So, like, other than him, I don't know that there is a right-handed bat that makes sense. There are other right-handed bats, but not one of the level of those three guys we're talking about.
Like, I just kind of tend to think it's going to be an Austin Hayes kind of guy. I mean, maybe that's
if
just
I had to bet, Joe, I would bet it's probably something
right
like that. A little better than Hayes, but like that idea.
Oh, but you man know what? Like, I would be okay with that. Austin Hayes, I will say, and I'm not trying to give Dave Dombrowski excuses, he did come in and immediately had, you know, a sickness and illness. Like, he was in the hospital for a week. So Phillies had bad luck. You look at what Austin Hayes is doing this season, pretty good. So if that's all taken into consideration, it actually would be a good move if it was an Austin Hayes type player, just in that he could produce offensively.
We'll ask you where you stand. I mean, there's really two different issues here. One is, how aggressive do you want them to be? Put another way, are you willing to put the prime prospect on the table? And the primest of prime is Andrew Painter. But there's a couple other, you know, like Aiden Miller and Crawford and others, Abel, that are pretty, you know, pretty solid prime. And then there's the which position should it be? It's interesting. You know, we're kind of solidifying here on the bat, but let's not act like the bullpen hasn't been a fiasco at times. And I'll say this. I don't think the Phillies can count on Aaron Nola on two different fronts. One, we don't know if he'll be healthy. Two, we don't know if he'll be good.
Yeah.
Because earlier this year when he pitched, he was not good, and he hasn't been healthy for like two and a half months. It's been out a long time, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.